This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how the world is a help for the believer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here. We're talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. Now, one of the things that people unfortunately have a tendency to believe or have a tendency to think is that the world in all of its aspects is something that is reprimanded in Islam. Now, on the other hand, we find that there are many traditions by the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, in which they talk about the world as a means and as a necessity. And so, in this manner, we realize that the world can actually be a great help for the akhirah and for the hereafter. Now, of course, you know, we live here in this modern world, in this modern era, and a integral part of this is that you have to go to work, you have to have a source of income, you need to make your ends meet. And so in this context, Islam has actually very severely condemned individuals who do not go and search for their sustenance, meaning they don't go and work in order to acquire an income. Now, of course, it is clear that one needs to acquire an income that is halal and is permissible. You know, one should most definitely not go and search for income that is haram. And in the present day, this can be quite difficult at times. But with the help of the Almighty Allah and a little bit of effort on our part, of course, we will find that earning a halal and permissible income is something that is not only relatively easy, but it is also quite satisfying. And so this encouragement that Islam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam via their traditions and of course the Holy Quran, they all tell us and encourage us and point us towards going out there and earning an income and providing for our families. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how the world is a great help when it comes to the believer and, of course, when it comes to the hereafter. One of the greatest misconceptions, as we said in the previous segment, is that Muslims believe that we should be poor, that we should be disenfranchised, and that, you know, we shouldn't try to make ends meet or search for our sustenance or work hard. Whereas we find that the infallible and immaculate imams, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam, going through all the rest of the imams, you know, we find that they worked very hard. You know, they worked in fields, they worked in agriculture. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself, he worked to dig wells. He planted orchards of date palms. And we find that all of the imams actually, in one way or the other, they were involved in some kind of physical work. And so they made their ends meet in this way. Muslims, therefore, are encouraged and definitely should go out there and work hard in order to make ends meet, in order to provide for their families, provide for their children, and give them a good life. Now, before we end the program, it is kind of important to note that the world is not the ends. The world and this kind of work is not the hadaf. It is not the goal. It is not the mission. Rather, it is just a means for us to be able to live a comfortable life so that we can better worship the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.